We're about to deliver you all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy. But what about dinner? Say hello to HelloFresh Meal Kits delivered to your door with quick and easy recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients. You'll be serving up something delicious in no time. HelloFresh, inspiration delivered.
Welcome to Thursday Arvo, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. How are you?
Hey, Jess. Hey, Thomas.
Oh, hey, Karen.
I just realised as I went to say your full name, I don't know your middle name. David? No.
No, it's Barbara.
It's you know not. That. What's your middle name again?
It's Barbara.
It's not
TB. They used to call me TB. No. Tell me, Barb. Why is that funny?
What? That it's Barbara?
Barbara is a...
Because I've met your mum and dad. They're not giving you the middle name Barbara.
Yeah, it's a Croatian name.
Stop it. Why do you have to do this? Anyway, what's happening?
Do I look different today?
Not really. Aren't you wearing the same shirt you were wearing yesterday?
I've done something. No, it's a different T-shirt, but plain black could be, understand the confusion. I have done something
John,
that I haven't done in
John,
ages.
John, your middle name. I've remembered.
It's
sorry.
Barbara.
It's John.
Anyway, okay. I haven't showered and I'm tooling around and it's the first time I haven't showered in the morning for such a long time and I feel great.
Yeah, good. Lots of people don't shower in the morning. Maybe that's a new thing. Nah.
Don't they?
Nah. Well, you shower before you go to bed. You clean all night. Nothing's happening. Up and about, and off you go to work.
Heaps of stuff happens.
Well, maybe in your world, but for most of us, not a lot's happening overnight.
Does nothing happen when you go to bed?
I just go to sleep. With my clean sheets. Yeah.
Do you not
occasionally.
It
depends what day.
This is gross, mate. Do you never shower in the morning?
No, I do. I'm just saying for a lot of people,
no,
they don't. We've done. Well, I do.
Do
I do. That's when
people.
I shower.
Jesse, do you shower in the morning?
Every morning.
Every morning, same, bro.
No, we've done this on our show. Some people say you should shower at night and get all your dirty stuff off you so that you're clean when you get into bed.
Every morning.
Yes, Carrie doesn't shower.
Do
you know what?
I'm not
because
in the mood
what?
For this
guess
today.
What?
I shower what? In the morning,
guess
okay?
What? Mate, I shower this morning. I just wanted to bring it up to see what you said. This is an intervention for you. We've been noticing the stench in the studio.
It's only an intervention when I don't do it. I shower. I sometimes shower morning and night. Woo!
No, you don't. You sometimes don't shower morning or night.
What have you got coming up?
Now we're going to discuss your showering habits. 131060 is the number that I'll put out next after we play a bit of Kanye West. I've got a great question for the people. But
move
I think
on.
It's only going to be one person in Australia
Thomas
that
John Little.
To.
It's Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Stinkmore.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And
what have you got for me? I get excited when I see what's written down here. You know why I get excited? Because I think we're yet to have it play out successfully.
It's never happened. Yeah.
No.
It's tough.
That's why it excites me.
As we often say, it's so easy to do broad radio topics. You just ask things like, is it gross?
Do you shower morning or night?
Yeah. And our phones go off. I believe Rochelle, is that why you are calling? Oh, hang on. Sorry.
No.
No.
Are you
Jess
there, Rochelle? No.
Yep. Rochelle?
Yep. Good.
Is she not there?
Yeah, no, she. Rochelle, hello.
I love how Jesse, you thought your voice was going to work better.
It was very optimistic.
She'll talk to the new guy. That's what happened.
And you even did something I loved where you stepped back from the microphone and yelled a bit. Like she maybe was going
to. Shall I try Rochelle? It again?
Yeah, let's try one more time. Is she there? It's got to be worth it.
Can you hear me?
Rochelle,
God, we've missed you. Why are you calling, Rochelle?
I'm ringing up because I reckon you have to shower before you go to bed because if you don't, you're going to go to bed with a smelly fanny. And who wants to have a smelly fanny?
Well, I mean, it was worth the wait. And what about if you don't shower in the morning? What implications does that have on your fanny?
Well, you'll have a clean fanny.
If you don't shower in the morning.
Clean fanny, and then when you wake up in the morning and have a shower in the morning, you'll have an even cleaner fanny.
I think we've said fanny more times in the last 30 seconds than we have in the last 3 years. And I'm all for it. good on you, Michelle. Bit of fanny chat. That's great. come on, Jess, let's do this.
Phone me, my one and only.
So how this works is, like I was saying, it's easy to do broad radio where you ask a question.
I think I'm more interested in talking about what we were talking about before.
Okay, well, let's go. Who else
No, you go. What do you want to do?
Over.
What, hey? Phone me my one and only. Who are you looking for?
People that
what
want
about
to
someone
about
that
fannies.
Showers morning and night?
What?
No, no, no. Tell me what you
mean. We've got to sniff and guess whether the person.
So I stop it now. You see, why do you do that?
What I did?
Bring it. Bring it. What have you got?
Not much better because it's not much better what I've got.
Of course it's not because you're bringing it.
Yeah. You know how we were chatting off air? We were chatting about how like nudist beaches and stuff usually are not the people that you want to see nude that
yes.
go there. Mm. Well, Harry Redknapp, who is an English football legend, as part of his show, they pulled up on a boat near a nudist beach and they asked him if he wanted to go over there. And this is what he said.
It is very strange, John, I must be honest. Well, you want to go over there, do you?
Well, just to find out why they
do it.
Do you fancy it?
No, thank you, John, no.
Okay.
No, you would not get me over there with all the money in the world. I'm definitely not going over there.
All the money in the world.
All the money
it's
in the world.
That
I'm not
bad.
Going over there. Yeah, but he's also got a lot of money. That's what you've got to remember a bit more. So all the money in the world is not that much more money than what he's got already. So he's not a poor man wanting for more.
He just doesn't want to go to the nudist beach.
He just doesn't want to go there because his theory is like our theory where I don't. Anyway, the question I want to know is, are you a smoking hottie and a nudist? Because I reckon there's only one.
See, I have a theory mm-hmm. that the smoking hot ones just get nude on the normal beaches. Because when I'm at the beach, I'm often seeing tops off with smoking hot nudists.
I thought
nudists.
You were going to say, because when I go to a normal beach, I take my
No, I'm saying that they're not going to a nudist beach. That's why you don't see hotties on the nudist beach.
But they're not getting nude. I'm talking nude. You're just meaning tops off.
Tops off
this
is nude.
Nude. No, it's not.
It is.
You can walk down the street with your top off and not get charged. Nude is pants
no,
off.
No, who's walking down the street with their top off? If you saw someone, you'd say they were nude if they had their top off.
No, but this is a nudist. You get
okay.
if you are at a nudist beach and you're wearing mm-hmm. pants, you're frigid. This is an actual nudist. And if you're a smoking hottie, we need to hear from you because I reckon there's only one in the world. 131060, give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Phone me, my one and only.
Yep, it's where we ask a question that we think is so niche that only one person, it will apply to only one person in this great country of ours. The question we are asking today is...
You
whispered it to me and said, make it come from you. It doesn't really fit my brand and image. the question is, are you a nudist and smoking hot? Because Biggers reckons it is the domain of ugly people.
None of this is me. This is so unfair.
Who have we got there, Biggers?
We got Myra. Myra, are you hot and you go to the nudist beach?
Absolutely.
Okay, good stuff. So where, when you say a nudist, is it just nudist beaches or do you do those nudist colony camps or what are you talking about?
Well, I usually just go to the nudist beach.
Yeah,
and it's just a nudist beach, so that means you're wearing nothing.
Nothing. So you agree that what Carrie said before about just having your top off—that's not nude, is it?
No, it has to be nudist. It's nudist, like nothing on, no top, nothing.
Nothing.
So our producer, Myra, has been doing a bit of Instagram work behind the scenes.
Ooh.
And she sent us some pics of you. Absolutely gorgeous, babe. And there is you nude on a beach doing a backbend. Very flexible.
Hang on.
Wow. I'm getting sent,
are you getting sent nudes of our listeners?
There's nothing. You wear nothing at all.
Okay, yes, yeah.
That's a really amazing photo.
If
you wear something, you are cheating, okay? You have to go completely nude.
I mean, you're the
and
best.
And there's no excuse.
Also, I feel like we should open up new phones now. 131060. When have you been caught looking at porn at work? But so, Myra, so you definitely fit the category. Now, the only thing is, we need there to only be one of you if this is to work. And we have another call, Andrew. Andrew, firstly, are you a nudist?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so do you
go to... Unfortunately, I don't have any pics of you, Andrew. No one's sent them through.
Yeah, suddenly I don't have an Instagram.
You don't have an Instagram? Do you go to nudist beaches? Is that right?
Yes, with my wife.
Oh, do you? And do you cook in the nude? Because I've always found that interesting.
Well, I find the hot oil splashing sucks.
Yeah, I agree. Can you describe yourself in terms of hotness, Andrew? Like, give us your, you know, if we were a dating site, talk to us about yourself.
Well, I reckon I'm probably a solid 8. I'm a tradie. I'm pretty well built, pretty slim because I'm a roofer, so you can't be too heavy, otherwise you'll dent the seats.
Wow. He sounds hot because...
Yeah, got a bit of a beard.
Oh, mate, you sound good.
He's rugged. He'd fit right in at the nudist beach. What was that? Was that a... Oh, I thought it was a snort.
Sorry, Andrew. I fart when I'm turned on. Well, he sounds hot because... Do you believe him?
I mean, I can't see. I've only got him and Myra, and Myra is leading the pack at this point. But we've got other calls, so which means you're foaming my one and only, I think, is definitely out the window. But I'm happy to keep chatting nudity. If
you just want to be sent more nudes. Ingrid, are you a nudist?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Ingrid, I'm looking at you in like in a river, on
how
some
come,
rocks.
How come I'm not getting sent any of these photos? Why?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing this.
Ladies, let's go. The Pussycat Dolls are back and performing live on our world famous rooftop. Before they headline SoPop this April. All thanks to their new single React and McDonald's. And all the tickets to see them are right here with Carrie and Tommy.
And isn't
this is
exciting?
Sending people crazy, Tommy. Many entries, so many people, and so many people saying they've loved them from like day dot. We've got hardcore fans entering here. And on the line today we have Emma and Britt. Hey, ladies.
Hi.
Hey, ladies. Guys, you know what you got to do. We're going to ask you a question, and when you think you know the answer, just buzz in with your name. The first to react, we'll get a chance to answer. If you get it right, the tickets are yours. You comprende?
Yep, got it.
All right, here is the question. Name this Pussycat Dolls song.
I don't want to go another day.
So Emma. Britt.
Emma. Yep.
Stick with you?
Yeah! No one's gonna love me better. That's not the right melody. Gonna stick with you.
Sounds like there's joy and then tears.
Can you sing it? Help me, Emma. Can you sing it?
I don't wanna go another day. Because I'm telling you exactly what is on my mind.
See, I mean,
can you see me the stick with you bit? I want the stick with you bit.
Oh, gosh. Hang on, I need to get up to it.
No one's going to love me better.
No, now I've gone blank.
Okay, good. Let's move on.
You can guess the Pussycat Dolls live on the world-famous rooftop before they return to headline SoPop this April, all thanks to their new single, React and McDonald's. Our last chance to win those tickets is tomorrow, so carrieandtommy.com.au.
But up next, yesterday we had one of my beautiful friends on, and she spoke about how she accidentally got in the back of a car that she thought was her Uber, and it wasn't her Uber, and it took her around the corner until she asked for it to stop. Yes. I don't like how you handled my friend, and it appears that other people didn't too, and we will discuss this after 4.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers, I've got a story about paying your workers. If you're out there and you're a boss, pay your workers and pay them properly. We've seen in the news what happens lately. If you don't, it can mean the shutdown of a business, or even worse, if you head over to the UK, as I will ask you to do for this story, I want to take you over to West Mids, wherever that is. Who knows?
Are you going to give us an accent or something?
Over in the UK.
Yeah.
And there's a digger driver who's... It was owed 600 quid, right? 600 squid, just give him money, right? And they didn't pay him, and he drives a digger. So what do you reckon the digger driver did?
Well, I know this story. It's very funny.
Well, he threatened them. First, he said to his boss, he said, mate, if you don't give me 600 squid, I will cause some damage, right?
Yeah. And at that point, you'd pay up, wouldn't you?
Well, the boss didn't. The boss thought he wasn't being serious and went and made him a cup of tea and brought him back a sandwich.
A cup of tea?
Yeah. He said,
that's the only thing I can say in an English accent. It's fortunate.
Oh,
a cup of tea.
Oh, 600 squid and you got me a cup of tea. Thank you. So he did drink the cup of tea and he had the sandwich. And these boss thought, well, that's over. But it wasn't over, was it? No, because 2 hours later, he got in his digger and he dead set took it to the travel lodge and ripped the piss out of the whole building, didn't he?
He drove it through the front window of his workplace.
Not just the front window. He ripped down the roof. He tore out all the wiring for the 600 quid. And he said as he was doing it, he yelled, "All you had to do was pay me. All you had to do was pay me. None of this would have happened." Guess how much damage was done for his 600 quid that he wasn't paid?
Oh, 100,000.
$443,000 worth of damage because he didn't get paid his 600 quid.
And when you try to put that through insurance, what do you reckon you're writing down as your reason?
I got no idea. I want to know, so obviously this is a bit of a, it's a hot-headed reaction. Is it too much, do you think?
I
think it's too much.
Redundant. Yeah, of course it's too much.
Yeah. I mean, the courts.
No one should get a digger and go run it through a building.
They jailed him for five years. They thought it was too much as well. they thought it was quite a lot. He has done something like this before as well.
Has he?
But there's something I
do admire. If you know he's done it before, you're not getting him a cup of tea and a sandwich.
I know. He probably, I'm guessing he didn't tell his current employer, "Hey, just so you know, if you don't pay me, I will destroy the building." I reckon he kept that one under his little hat, didn't he? So
when the guy,
that was good.
Yes. It was good.
Yes. Yeah. That was good. Not bad. But there is something a little bit inspiring about
whole, that's how you want to leave your work. Yeah.
Yes.
On your final day.
Man. Yeah.
Oh, if I could get in a digger and, oh.
Mate, things you do to our radio station. My God. If our boss is listening, get her a cup of tea and a sandwich now. 13 10 60. I'm not sure. I want to know, actually, I'd love to know, did you leave your job in a blaze of glory? I'm not expecting you to be in jail for 5 years for what you've done, but anything that you've done, I'm up for. So if you left your job in the way that we dream about leaving his job, like this, I don't want to call him a hero, but I will. Like this hero left his job where he took to his digger, tore down the whole building. Have you done something where you walked out and you thought, you know what, I'm going to do the thing that people always think about doing when leaving a workplace that sucks? Give us a call. Did you leave in a blaze of glory? 13 10 60 is our number.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Absolutely. And we are talking on 13 10 60 about going out with a blaze of glory, because this bloke over in the UK, they didn't pay him his 600 quid that they owed him. Bosses should pay their workers. And he warned, he said, "I'm going to do some damage to the building." And they said, "I'll make you a cup of tea and a sandwich." And that didn't cut it. And so he destroyed the building with a digger, $443,000 worth of damage.
I never destroyed a building with a digger, but I do remember in the final episode of Rove, which I should point out I wasn't fired from, but it was the final episode. Yeah. I thought I'd always wanted to get the whole big jar of bowl of M&Ms and throw them in the air as this final, like, woo! Yeah. And I'd been waiting so long to come on that I'd had far too many champagnes. And then I did it and no one laughed or found it entertaining. And then afterwards my boss was like, "Well, that was interesting." And then so much so did he remember that that wasn't good. He's now still my boss. And when we had the 10th anniversary of the project, he said, "Not going to be throwing any M&Ms tonight." I'm like, "No."
Doesn't always go to plan. If you just slowly bent down and started picking them up one by one. Sorry, guys. Who have we got, Biggers?
Tom, did you go out in a blaze of glory?
Yeah, I did. I worked at a cinema for a number of years and I thought on my last shift, what better way to say goodbye to everyone than to find all of the popcorn scoops in the entire complex? And then I went and put them in a bucket full of water and I hid them in the deep freeze. So the next day they spent hours trying to find them, and then when they finally found them, they had to wait hours for it to defrost.
Amazing. It's great stuff. It's really great
stuff.
Even
if I'm the only one clapping you.
No, I was into it. I loved it, Tommy. Because it's creative as well.
Yeah.
And it's a slow burn.
And so frustrating. There's nothing more frustrating I can imagine at the cinema if you don't have a scoop to scoop the popcorn with.
Yes. Let's go to Max. G'day, Max.
How are you today?
Yeah, living the dream. Did you go out in a blaze of glory?
I certainly did.
Talk to us.
Didn't get paid doing interstate. I was owed $2,000 and put a bucket of sand and 6 kilo of sugar in the fuel tank, ran the truck bone dry. Cost the boss 60K rebuild on the motor.
Oh, Max, are you sure you're not from the UK? You sound very similar to our other mate.
Max, I admire it. They should pay their workers.
That's a big... I don't know about
you're
that.
You're a hero, Max. That's great stuff.
Don't be doing that.
Pay
everybody.
Your workers,
popcorns,
though.
Popcorn scoops fun.
Pay
that's
your workers.
Just...
Good on you, Max.
60K damage.
Stay on the line. Give that producer the company name. I'll go do their next truck.
Chris, did you leave in a blaze of glory?
I did as well, and it must be a recurring theme because I'm English too. a long time ago back in England, we hung the doors on the top, so we hinged them on the top rather than the side. And we weren't there, but we'd heard that the boss came running through, pushed the doors, obviously they swung right open and then smashed him back in the face.
And what kind of damage was it? Was it just a bruise or did he break his nose or what happened?
We're not sure. There was plenty of blood we'd heard. We didn't see it, but we'd heard it was pretty bad. So
yeah. Do you know what I tell you what I love? This is all male callers, okay? Yes. Right? Mm-hmm. I'd love if a female was doing that because the female caller I can see that we mm-hmm. haven't got to. What she did was she turned around and said, I've had enough and left.
Yeah, but what if... Yeah.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Do you know what? Lots been happening in the online world. Yeah. People have issues. They want to tell us about it. So I think it's time to do this.
Hey, dude.
Have you heard the latest?
Maybe it'll blow your mind.
Totally viral.
Surf it, scroll it, throws it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it.
Oh, my God. Everyone's talking about it.
What's the apps
on the apps?
I should point out that the initial issues came to me via text message, which isn't traditionally what's the haps on the apps, but I still think it fits into this category.
Yeah.
We had my girlfriend Erin on the other day.
You just admitted that it doesn't, but yeah.
Okay, but this is all we've got for this segment. So this is
what's the haps on the texts?
We had my girlfriend Erin on and she was telling us a story that made me feel uncomfortable because I put myself in her shoes. She ordered an Uber, watched it come down her street, ran outside, jumped in the back, drove for a bit and then realised the guy was going in the wrong direction. She said, where are you going? He pulled over. She said, are you my Uber? And he said, no. And then she quickly got out of the car. There was obviously a lot more to the story than that, but simply she got in the back of the wrong car, but no one said, excuse me, why are you jumping in my car? Instead, they drove off with her in it. Which I thought was pretty frightening. She felt like it was frightening. But going via the text messages from my friends, they thought that you handled her in a rather peculiar manner. Would you like to explain yourself?
Well, I thought you were going to tell us what the texts were.
No, they're all just saying the same thing after the other. What's
that
Tommy's problem with Erin?
In a peculiar manner.
No, I was phrasing it in a nice way. What's Tommy's problem with Erin?
It's because you told me the story and you said that she wasn't actually freaked out.
When she arrived at drinks, she wasn't freaked out. But 5 days later, she'd reflected on it and realised it was weird.
As I heard the story, it was she waved someone down and then got in their car and then asked him for his phone and he gave her his phone and then she asked to get out and he let her out. I just didn't see at what point. I thought this man was more likely helping a woman than harming one.
Well, it appears that more often than not, people are getting in the back of the wrong cars because my girlfriend texts me and she said, just heard your show and then got home and checked my emails. And the first email I saw was from Uber saying, verify your ride with a PIN.
Yeah.
And they've created PIN verification to make sure that you're always getting in the right car because people are often, like my friend Erin, getting in the wrong cars.
Which I told you was happening on Ola.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good start. It means it's
But your friend also said to you that you got it, that she's got the PIN verification too. So maybe Uber was listening to our radio show.
Do you think we are making things happen? Because
we are game changers.
Just by saying things, they happen. Free Ferraris for everyone.
You got free stuff last night by saying things.
Oh, no, I was drunk. I was drunk and Red Rooster followed me on Instagram and I thought, that's interesting. I didn't know Red Rooster had an Instagram account. And so at 3 minutes past midnight, I sent them a message saying, can I have free chips? And they wrote back straight away and said, yes, sure. We'll send them to the studio.
Did they send them to you?
Yeah, they're just sitting outside now. Anyway, I have one more bit of feedback.
Mr. Tommy Little.
Gosh. Oh, gosh. And what's that? Did they include extra chicken salt? No, I got to go to the store for that. Bickers. This is one you didn't know about. So, and this isn't via text. This is via the apps.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you planked the other day? Because there was a 62-year-old man who planked for 8 hours and you thought, can I plank for the whole of Bickmore's bits? And you went down, you assumed the position. And how long did you ask? Maybe 2 minutes if we're being generous?
Make three. I got to three, which for me is a record. I'm not sure how the 62-year-old made it to 8 hours, but I got to 3 minutes.
Yeah, because
And my abs are looking amazing for it, I might add.
Well, are they?
Because if I could see them, they would be looking amazing.
All our feedback is that you weren't planking.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Because my bum was in feedback. The air too much.
Yep, because your bum was in the air.
I've got to get my bum down.
I've got six messages here, and this is just a sample. Usual legs, flat back, that's not flat. Another one that says not even planking. One that says bum down. One says, Carrie, that's not how you plank. One says no plank humping,
so
Carrie.
Mean?
One says get that bum down. Carrie, you didn't plank at all.
Do I need to plank again?
No, I'm on your team, mate. You do whatever you want to do. It's fine.
You
I think
you
if you
boo.
Plank again, we'll just get a more. You do you, boo. I think if you plank, we'll just get more abusive messages.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because, as you know, I'm in Adelaide for the Adelaide Fringe Festival at the moment. I have one show left that people can get tickets to. Late show on Saturday night. Do that. Maybe Friday night. I don't know. Anyway, not important. There's heaps at this festival, including the shows, obviously, but also there's like fairgrounds and rides and stuff like that.
It is the best time of year in Adelaide.
It's awesome.
Awesome. And it's warm. The Garden of Unearthly Delights. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. And that's where I am. I'm in there. And so you know how they have a section of rides, which are fun, but that's not my favourite bit. My favourite bit are the carny challenges where you can win toys. You know, where they're like, step right up, step right up.
They're the bits I walk past quickly while my children say, can I please do that? Can I try and catch a fish swimming around in a pond when it's weighted in a way that will mean that you can never catch the fish?
No, they're not unfair. They just make them challenging so not everybody wins. And I absolutely love them because the skill tester, I can never quite get to the top with a skill tester.
Oh, funny that.
Oh, I mean, is that because I'm weak? Is that what you're saying?
No. Has anyone ever made it to the top?
Yeah, I see people make it to the top. The guy who runs the rides, he gets it every time. He's super strong. He's so strong. And then he gets his missus to do it. She's super strong as well. And then some of the biggest men in the world that I've seen do it, they don't get to the top. It's a technique thing, I think. But there is one game that I'm great at, the basketball game. So you get it.
Oh, you shoot
three
hoops.
Yes, you get three balls and you only have to get one in to win a prize. Not a word of a lie. I've been coming to this festival for years. And I have won every time that I have played that game, except for this year. I had someone here last weekend, and I said to her, I said, hey, I'll win you a prize, thinking I'll look awesome because she'll think, like you think, that the games are impossible. And so
also,
I stepped up to the basketball game knowing that I was great at the basketball game and I've never lost at the basketball game. I played for five times in a row, and it's $10 and you get three shots.
Oh,
and
mate.
I did five times in a row, and she ended up saying, can we please leave? The person running the ride goes, I think you should go, mate. That was like that. It was like I drank too much at a pub.
How much? Because it's normally like $10 for like three goes. So how many times did you do it? Four times.
So that was five in a row.
You spent $50 on something you were never going to win anyway.
Yes, I spent $50 and I didn't get one in. And then what I did is like we went and got some food and I said I had to go to the bathroom and I thought it would be cute if I came back with a toy. So I didn't go to the bathroom. I went and shot some more hoops. And I did not win again. But I didn't mention that I didn't win again because now my nieces are in town, right? And so last night I was down at the same bit with my nieces and I thought, I've had a losing streak, but you know who I'm going to impress? My nieces. I'm like, hey, Rosie, Elsa, step up. You want to see Uncle Tommy be cool?
Your niece Elsa?
Prize? Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I had Elsa before Elsa?
She was Elsa right when Elsa came out and they weren't allowed to watch Frozen when they were young. So kids would come up to her in the playground and they're like, from Frozen. And she's like, what's Frozen?
Oh, that's broken my heart a little
bit.
But I love the name.
But anyway. Now they love it. Anyway, but so then I'm like, yeah, you want to watch Uncle Tommy win you some prizes? Great. I start shooting and I lose again. And I tried the same trick again that when they were like eating, I snuck off thinking I'll bring
how much
prize.
Are you down now?
$190.
Oh, my God.
And I haven't got one.
You could have taken the friend that you had in town to a nice dinner with that. And I don't know much about
no
this friend you had in town.
You don't get
but
it.
I think that friend would rather that than carry around one of those big stupid toys around.
Oh, God.
That's the worst bit when you go to like a royal show and something, Jessie, then you've got to carry it around and you're the tool that's carrying around the soft toy.
Jessie, do you want to tell Bickers that she doesn't understand romance, or do you want me to tell her? Because she does not get it. Anyway, I'm $190 down, which is 57 shots, I learned, because you get three shots for $10. And I haven't.
Are you
going to
give up
one.
Now, aren't you?
Absolutely not. I'm going out tonight because I figure I've got a hot streak coming, right? And I know we reached out because I wanted to find out how much those toys were worth. And
$5 from Kmart?
I think you're being generous. Belle,
yes.
Our producer Belle, did you find out how much the toys are worth?
Yeah, so some of the smaller size toys are worth only 80 cents.
So this is what you do. This is what you do. You buy them, right? You put them somewhere, store them somewhere, and then when you sneak back like you have been to try and do it when they're not with you, you come back with one.
No, I couldn't live with myself because you pay for the glory, the experience, the thrill. When I hit three shots in a row, literally the whole of Adelaide will cheer me. The whole city will shut down and they'll go, the big dog, the weapon.
You live for applause, don't you?
Hey?
You live for applause.
Have you just worked that out?
Yeah.
I just clapped myself in.
So what do you want to ask the people?
I want to ask, am I the only one that's been done by the carnies for this much money? Give us a call, 131060. When you've been, it could be a school fair, it could be a royal show, it could be anything where you've spent money on these games trying to win toys. Make me feel better. Have you spent a lot of money like I have? Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You've got too much money and you're throwing it down basketball hoop.
No, no, that's not true. Based on past experience, I've been playing the fairground attraction here at the Adelaide Fringe where you shoot basketballs into a hoop and if you get one in, you win a prize. I've never lost at this game in previous years, and this year I've played to impress
people. You're trying to impress a girl and you've lost money. Then you tried to impress your nieces and you've lost money, but not a little bit of money, nearly
$200. $190. And I haven't got one in yet, which means I haven't won a prize. And I want to know if people have had a similar thing.
Sarah, how much money have you lost to the carnies?
I think we lost over $100, maybe $150 to be honest.
What
were you playing?
We were playing the basketball game and there was another fishing one as well. We just tried to win one of the tigers from Lion King for our two-year-old, but failed every attempt.
Yeah.
And it just resulted in us paying them $70 after bargaining every single stall. We brought the teddy for $70 and took it home for her to not even like.
Oh, wow.
Is that what they charge you when you say to them, can we just buy one off you?
$70.
Yeah, that's fair enough because they're working.
Every stall.
Yeah, they're working.
They sell it to us.
Yeah, they're good. I love them. They're good people, and it's good. It's good entertainment. It's just you've got to be skilled, and something's gone off me. Like,
why do you think that you've gone off your game?
I don't know.
Have you been having a few drinks before you shoot the hoops this time?
Often that makes me better, and that hasn't changed from past
Scott, years. How much did you lose to the carnies?
Well, I've lost $300, but I was an ex-carny, so I knew a fair few tricks, and I brought some family members along to the carny and to the show.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wanted to show off my stuff, and I know they're all rigged, but I spent $300 on.
How do they do it, Scott? What are they doing to them? I knew they were.
Well, don't give away the magic.
Well, there's one where you throw your balls into the buckets, and they bounce back at you. The reason why they do that is because they've got a ball underneath the buckets and they screw the buckets onto the onto a plank of wood. So when you throw them, they're going to bounce back. It's just,
But they always do it. How do they do it when they demonstrate it?
Oh, they've just got the knack. You just have a flick of the wrist.
See, so you can do it. And that's what I mean. I have one on the basketball every year. It's just this year, it's crushing me. What about Becky?
Becky.
G'day, Becky.
Hi, Tommy. We got all three in the first go.
I mean,
case closed.
Becky, are you still in Adelaide?
Oh, no. So it was in Queensland.
Becky, it'll be cheaper for me instead of going again to fly you to Adelaide and you have a go, okay?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Wish we had a kitchen in here.
Why?
I'm so hungry. We've got HelloFresh boxes outside the office. I just whip up a little Creole delight. Bit of a Creole bowl.
A Creole bowl.
Yeah.
My
favorite. I could do it
food,
in the time it takes to do the show.
You
delicious.
Know what's great about it as well? If you're listening and you're thinking, oh, I'd love HelloFresh. It's fresh and it's delicious and it can be made quickly, but I can't cook. It's fine. It's it's easy.
Even 12-year-olds can cook it, I've discovered.
Yes, which is about my level. Actually, it's not. Oh, he's a heap better cook than me.
You're terrible, mate. I'm still waiting for the meal you promised me a few months ago. Up next, though, Gogglebox is back. I love Gogglebox. It's back on our screens and someone's cracked it. You should see them lay into this person as they are watching
TV. You've gone too
TV
hard.
Last
You've gone way
night.
Too hard, mate. It's not that
go
bad.
With it. That's Even scary. I wanted to stick around for that.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It is time for...
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. I may have oversold what I'm about to play.
Oh, someone you cracked
be,
it. Come
you
cracked
be the
it on
judge.
Box.
I think this is as cracked it as this woman gets.
Wait,
the woman I'm about to bring
Angie's
you now.
Doing... Wait,
yeah, not ready. Not ready to play yet, Jess. Oh, horses. God, I'm going to crack it at you soon, Jess.
Oh, no. When you say you be the judge, do you mean me? Because I've heard it. No, I'm
not
judging.
You. Everybody
far.
Else.
You sold this like she's dropped like the C-bomb at someone or something.
No,
like
I just think for this lady, I do love this lady, die on Gogglebox. And she wasn't happy last night. Let me give you the backstory. Mm. Angie Kent. Former Gogglebox star Angie and Evie used to watch watch shows together on
Superstar.
The couch. And now Angie is on Dancing with the Stars. And last night they got the Gogglebox's to Gogglebox Dancing with the Stars. Uh-oh. And there was the couple, you know, the older couple, the man and woman that sit at the end of their, is it a bed or on a couch or something? And they're
a chaise lounge.
A chaise lounge and they sit together. Well, they were watching it and, well, you be the judge.
Angie's doing the reality series pentathlon.
Gogglebox. She went to the jungle.
Bachelorette.
Then she became the bachelorette. And now she's a dancing star. Spare me.
She looks amazing.
I like this.
She's no dancer.
I mean, that's cracking it. Spare
she's
me.
She's cracked it. Spare me. I'm
Maybe
surprised we didn't
much.
Have to beep
she
it.
She wasn't happy. Wait till they gave out the scores, though.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to your scores.
Craig Revel Hallwood.
6.
Oh, come on.
Shana Burgess.
7.
What? You're blind.
6.
Oh, well, there you go.
What? You're blind. That's good. What?
Oh,
you're
well,
blind.
There you go.
What? You're blind. Hey, Beckers.
Yes.
I've got something for you because the last couple of days I've bought you stories. And I didn't read the stories fully. I didn't realise that there were stories about women when I thought there were stories about everybody. And I thought, geez, this feels good. And I'm really owning these stories. And so I thought, why fight it, Tommy? Just go with it.
Chick news with Tommy.
So I'm going to bring you a bit of chick news. This is great stuff. Scotland, how's this? Scotland has just become the first country in the world to approve a bill that will make sanitary products for women free.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing?
Can it's we so move good? To Scotland?
Isn't
wow.
it great?
At least That's once got... a month, go there for a week.
I don't know if you'll save money overall.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's great stuff, isn't it? It's always been a, anyway, because do you want to talk about it? I realise I'm taking the chick news thing too far.
Yeah, you're bringing the chick news. I love also hearing a man's perspective on chick news.
Well, I think.
There's not enough of that in the world.
I think there's a real double standard with the taxing that goes on women's sanitary products that don't go on guys' products. And as a woman, I'm just really rapt. And this has been, I hope other countries follow suit with Scotland. That's been the first edition of
Chick News with Tommy.
I can't wait for more of that next week.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Our good mates, Husey and Ed are in the studio.
I was just asking Ed whether he has anything else in his wardrobe other than what he's wearing, right? Can you describe to the people what you're wearing right now,
What you're asking is, what am I wearing, which is finally. And that is same thing I wear every day, which is Nike sneakers, shorts, sports shorts, and then a polo shirt with a zippy. and then sometimes a soccer jacket over the top, and I wear the same thing every single day.
Do you ever wear normal clothes? Well, not normal, but you know what, you know what I mean. Like, that's my 12-year-old wears that every day when he's not at school. But do you ever wear like grown-up pair of trousers shirt or anything?
He looks like an East German gymnast coach every day.
Yeah. Thank you
so much.
Like, he's going to really break the will of a 5-year-old girl who hasn't done a tumble turn.
But she will win a gold medal.
Yeah, that's right.
She'll never have a happy moment in her life.
No. She'll be mildly satisfied when she's up on that dais, and then the next day it's back at it.
She'll be the only one holding up a gold medal and crying.
Yeah. That's fine. That was the old way, man.
It's not funny, dudes.
Oh, sorry. Guys, no, I was enjoying
the
role.
Dress like that.
But also, if you watch Dancing with the Stars on a Sunday night, you'll see Ed in different clothes. On Sunday night, he was wearing a leather biker jacket.
Yes.
And he looked like the guy from Greece, John Travolta.
Yeah. Mm.
Danny Zuko.
I reckon you should wear what you're wearing now. Do something different like that. Can you do that where you wear a sporting attire?
I would love that. But this week they keep trying to sort of take clothes off me, and I keep trying to put them on me. And this week I've got to wear a Matador's outfit. So I've got a little jacket that's called a bolero.
Oh.
Yes, exactly.
Someone did a Matador thing. Travis Cloak did a Matador thing last week.
I wouldn't have called it that.
He did. He ripped the skirt off his dance partner. Yeah.
No, that's different though.
No, but then he used it as a Matador's cape, and she came at him.
Oh gosh, like a bull. Is this how they're saving money on wardrobe? Are they just swapping outfits? God, you're gonna have to wear Cordia Carvan's skirt the week after.
Well, do you know what I am wearing? Carvan. Do you know what I am wearing this week? I'm wearing Miguel's cummerbund. They said that Miguel wore the same
cummerbund.
Cummerbund.
Cummerbund. What?
Isn't he the actor?
No, Cumber
Benedict.
Cumberdict.
Benedict.
Bernadict.
Benedict. Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, so I'm wearing Eggs Benedict.
What's his name?
Cumberbatch.
Edward Cumberdict.
Who's Edward Cumberdict? You mean Engelbert Humperdinck.
Who is, what is that guy's name?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch.
What?
Cumberbatch. He's a good actor. He's a really good actor. Got a high cheekbone.
Is that Benedict Cumberbatch?
Really high cheekbones.
Hang on.
Looks
everyone
a bit
stop.
Like Kevin Bacon.
Shut up about cheekbones. Carrie, everyone just shut up for a second. Carrie, take it away. The name is?
I thought it was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes, it is.
No, I'll take that. Well, that's what I'm wearing. I'm wearing him as a. I'm wearing his skin as a suit. Yeah, we're on.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast is done for another day, time to think about dinner. Let HelloFresh take the stress out of dinner time tonight, tomorrow, and the next. With everything you need for easy and delicious dinners delivered to your door. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.